It was 35 years ago this Saturday when a freighter named Some Adventure rammed into the Sunshine Skyway Bridge over Tampa Bay. It happened during a severe storm during which the harbor pilot, John Lero, couldn't see the bridge, and drivers on the Skyway couldn't see that a portion of it wasn't there until it was too late. 35 people died that morning. This week on Florida Matters, we'll take a look at the disaster with Bill DeYoung. He is the author of Skyway, the true story of Tampa Bay's signature bridge and the man who brought it down. In this preview, DeYoung describes what happened at 7:33 that morning.
As they're making the turn, the rain stops. Just like that. You're very familiar with Florida weather, I'm sure. Right. How it starts and it stops and it changes and it's gone. Just like that. He's making the turn. The sun's coming out. He can see the bridge. And in that instant, this is 7:33 a.m., he realizes he's not in the right place. He orders the anchors dropped. He hits the engine telegraph full of stern. Let's do what we can. Let's stop this thing. He's making the turn. He just clips the second support pier, 2S it's called. And they stood there helpless in the wheelhouse of the ship watching this bridge just cascade down. Nothing they could do.
The famous photograph I'm sure many of us have seen, it's on the cover of your book, shows a yellow Buick stopped, what, about 14 inches from the edge of the bridge. The driver, Richard Hornbuckle, and three passengers got out. What was his take on the disaster?
Well, it's interesting that he was a used car dealer, right? And so he had three of his old cronies. They were driving down to South Florida to pick up three cars to bring up to his lot. They did this every couple of weeks. It was interesting that he had slowed down because someone had seen it happening and had stopped in the right lane and was trying to flag him down. And Dick Hornbuckle was behind him and went around to keep going over the bridge. Just in the nick of time, realized what had happened. He watched the Greyhound bus go by him. That's how quickly all this happened. Skidded to a halt, as you say, 14 inches. They all get out. The grating's wet. The rain has all but stopped. But they're crawling. The wind is howling. The three guys get up to the top of the concrete. Where's Dick? They turn around. He's back at the car. They've all left their doors open. He's slamming the doors because he knows this is his personal car, and he loves this car. He doesn't want it to blow over the edge. And they're watching him with their mouths open. He gets his keys, and he goes around to the trunk and starts opening the trunk to get his golf clubs out because Dick had a golf game the next day. His friends are screaming at him over the wind, "Are you nuts? Get out of there. It's going to fall." And he finally says, "Yeah, you know, they're right." I think he slammed the trunk. He did. He slammed the trunk closed, left his golf clubs, and went back. And what he said the next day was, "Well, I knew some insurance company would take care of my car, but golf clubs, that's like an old pair of shoes. You really get used to the way they feel."
The car was sitting there after the bridge collapsed. Was he able to recover it?
They did recover it. They got Harold's Truck Stop from up on US 19. They came out with a pickup truck, and they wouldn't let the guy from the truck stop go out there with the chain and hook. The firemen did it themselves very, very carefully. There's photographs of this. Inched their way out there and pulled it back.
You've been captivated by the Skyway Bridge disaster since that very day. What is it about this particular disaster for you?
I don't know that I've been captivated from the very day, but it certainly stayed with me all those
years. It reads that way in this book, though.
I think that's because I'm from St. Pete, and I was here the day that it happened. And there's always been a certainly not pride, my God, but a feeling of like this was our story.
Bill DeYoung is the author of Skyway, the true story of Tampa Bay's signature bridge and the man who brought it down. There, of course, is much more to the story, and you can hear the entire conversation on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30.